rumble. Let's get ready to ramble.
Let's get ready to rumble.
No, ramble.
I keep lowering this
Roomba?
Camera.
Roomba. Let's get ready to Roomba.
That's already been painted.
Wait,
okay, really?
I just said you're
one
beautiful.
Over your bow.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm just wondering why there were shots fired since you just said you're beautiful. I mean, wouldn't you take that as a compliment?
It's about the dick thing. It's all about the dick.
Listening, okay. Like, oh, always.
Wow. Wait. The show hasn't even started, okay. And we are off the rail.
Somebody's sleeping on the couch.
Wait, Brian.
Let's pull this back.
Brian. Look at Brian. He's pulling himself so
he's pull it back and tuck it in, guys.
Pull it out.
He said I'm beautiful.
Hope to God.
I got feelings and shit.
Brian,
you're so vain. I bet you think the show is about you.
Okay, all right. All right,
let's start with what we've been playing. Larry, what have you been playing?
With myself.
Boot Hill.
Heroes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Boot Hill Heroes?
Boot Hill Heroes?
Nothing like a very specific, obscure joke.
Boot Hill Heroes.
Boot Hill Heroes.
Hill Heroes.
And basically it's, is it 16-bit?
Yeah,
see graphic style for about 16-bit.
Some
kind of style that
it has
2D.
8-bit feel to it.
Yeah, kind of
like
this. Final Fantasy III role playing experience where you're selecting, but there's some interesting things in there that like during the combat that's kind of timed and stuff. So some of the more advanced stuff that came along later on in that genre are
like
incorporated
hats.
In this one. Like hats.
There's hats.
Well, hats.
There's
are
definitely hats.
The 16
are
yeah, hats are.
And you know, there's a lot of reading. There's no no voiceover, so that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work for me, but it's still fun.
I gotta read while I play this game. Really?
No, I will say
next
that
to him.
It is way better with an Xbox controller.
Yeah, I played with an Xbox controller.
I tried originally with the keyboard. No, that wasn't very fun.
I'm going to play it on the Vita, I think. I'm going to finish it up on the Vita.
Yeah, again, if you guys are watching the show and I'm interested in finding out more about the game, we had the author on last week, and he did a great interview about Boot Hill Heroes.
Right, which hasn't been posted as of our speaking right now.
It
will be.
But by the time
they
watch this show,
in the future for us, but in the past for you.
Don't take
it.
What will all happen?
See, what you're doing is you're killing this whole illusion of time that we do this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Timey wimey wibbly wobbly stuff.
So I was
kind
of sad that I missed
thank
that
you.
Interview because
that
I haven't
an
played
overused
game
expression.
In it.
We told him
a lot of
we're
fun.
An under.
Yeah,
we told him that.
Overused.
You're
no,
sad.
No, fun. In fact, he got to supplant his
children
right now. So
I can't keep you guys within 5 minutes.
He started it.
Stop anyway.
The good news is, in a couple weeks after MGC, we're going to go up to Chicago and visit him. Down to Chicago and visit him.
Yeah,
we're going
to
go up G2B South.
Up, down, I mean.
Yeah, who cares?
We're around floating in
direction.
Space.
We're going to go. Nice save, Larry. Thanks.
Travis, I've asked what you've been playing, but what do you have in your hand right now?
Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate.
Oh, wait, you're not playing Pokemon.
Oh, wait, that's.
Yeah, there are lots of really good games for the 3DS.
I love the
3DS.
And you play them?
Yes, and I play them.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
No, he just plays the shite.
Yeah, so basically it's, I hadn't had a lot of time to game in the past week because I've been really busy with other projects. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I had, any inkling of free time, I was just like, BAM! And just popped on the 3DS. So I've been pretty much playing the 3DS until my eyes bleed for the past couple days. I got a pretty good Monster Hunting Party, and it's one of those games, really good local co-op. So I had Noob, who finally, got him caught up, and JJ and Krause, we hunt on the regular, and it's a game with a very steep learning curve, but it's very satisfactory when you start kicking ass. So it's a lot of fun to play with friends, and it's really great, just like local co-op games. So
cool.
What have you been playing?
I haven't been playing anything because Netflix just dropped
six seasons of Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
Oh, so I've been I need to watch that.
It's been marathon mode.
I totally added like that to my fucking queue.
Falling asleep in my computer chair, my feet are up, got headphones on, like, how many episodes? I'm on the fourth season already. Like, damn.
Damn
like,
it, Yoda.
Dropped like 3 days ago.
Damn, I mean, that second season had some pretty sweet episodes about trade agreements.
Yeah, that was awesome. Like,
yeah. Season two was like... Yeah, episodes with Jar Jar and then trade agreements.
And then there's
the
three episodes
where
it's like,
that sounds
like the best. Then I got into okay stuff about bounty hunters and stuff like that was pretty sweet. And then the Darth Maul shit at the end was just like, oh my god, this is what everything is should have been.
Spoilers, I'm not listening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I watched it at your house the first time.
Season 2 is just the work you have to put in to get the rewards later.
Eye patching.
So, pro tip, just skip season 2. You don't really miss much.
So you unless you really want to see Jar Jar be boring.
So you guys like the show, because I've never seen
it. It's
one
really
of
good.
I've watched the first season. It's really good.
They did a really good job.
I'm on my fourth playthrough of House of Cards, so I ain't got time
for that. Switch over, dude.
No. Fourth? House of Cards is fucking amazing.
Kevin Spacey is
I'm sure you've watched one playthrough.
You know how much media you have on Netflix? How much shit you have to watch? And you've watched something four times?
No, you named it.
Like, Video Game High School?
I mean, you could be watching
Video Game High School.
I don't even watch Freddy Wong.
In his defense, I've gone through
You can watch
multiple...
Noob's Pwn, people.
Yeah, that's true.
I've gone through multiple Star Trek series.
I would rather watch
multiple times, so...
Yes,
like,
over your lifetime.
Oh, and
over
that's true,
lifetime.
Not in the last, like, second
And House of... Or not House of Cards. How I Met Your Mother.
House of Cards and House of How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your House of Cards.
Ryan, you might want to find
House. House of the Rising.
All right, let's get back to game. I will put this plug in, though. If you're going to be in the Netflix... Get yourself with something that can play like a Wii or Xbox or something that you can play it on your TV.
Guys, games, and Netflix.
Yeah, you heard it. You heard it from Larry. Play with your Wii.
Mine went down.
I've been playing Wreck-It Ralph on the Nintendo 3DS.
Nice.
You know, there's a whole pattern with the Wreck-It Ralph.
I
want to
get it on my phone, too, because that game is awesome. Well, it's different than what the 3DS is. The 3DS is, like, after the movie and stuff. But then I was also playing Little Big Planet today with two boys I babysit, and I can say, never again.
Were you drunk?
No!
A little.
Probably went better.
I was debating on getting a drink because of them. But.
Yeah, I drink because of kids too.
What's this?
Oh, that is wine.
That's a drink, right?
Yeah, that was after babysitting though.
Oh, you want to drink on the job.
Yes, yeah. I was debating on getting a drink.
She doesn't drink wine while she's babysitting. She drinks hard alcohol while babysitting.
Every time I would try to tell them to do something, they're like, oh no, we know how to play this game. They would like throw me into the fire because they learned how to pick things up. Like, yeah.
Under the bus, into the fire.
And I would tell them, like, oh, you can't rush right into stuff. You have to stop and you have to wait to figure out what happens. They're like, oh, no, it's okay. And they just run. They, like, get zapped. Or they get set on fire. Or they run over a cliff. And I'm like, you gotta wait. Or you gotta wait for everybody else.
TLDR, kids are dumb.
This is a team game. I was like, we have to work together. No.
Those are terrible licenses.
Oh my god, small children panic video games? Who would have guessed?
No, they're 9 and 12. Wait,
Halo.
They should know how to play video games. They're 9 and 12.
Oh, I'm just saying, I'm better at Pokemon now at 25 than I was at 12.
Yeah,
so I think the point still stands.
I think they're pretty good at games. Individually, they're terrible at cooperative.
Yes, exactly. Like
everybody
even,
is terrible at cooperative.
Well, after we were done...
I'm a cooperative
master. After we were done playing Little Big Planet...
Travis, you look like an elitist video gamer right now.
Travis likes investing groups.
Yeah, right?
But after Little Big Planet, we put in, what was it, Modern Warfare 3?
It's fun playing with other people.
Okay, they put Modern Warfare 3 in... And they were, like, trying to play together.
Modern Warfare 2 was the best.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Now it sounds like a fucking elitist. Way to be a turd.
No, I sound like everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. I am trying to talk for once. Damn it.
About video games.
And he's kind of throwing it.
I'm actually proud of you.
You know what? I'll give her credit. I'll give her credit. It's not Crash Bandicoot clones.
Yes! It is not Crash Bandicoot.
Somebody! It's awesome!
It is! It is!
Somebody gag Brian! Ben! Penis! Get over there!
Hey! That's the wrong time!
But no, so we play Modern Warfare 3, and they're trying to play together, and all that you
remember Saturday when I dumped
my younger one yelling about his brother and helping him, or how he's not doing this, how he's not doing that, and how he's not being fair. And then when they leave, Mike looks at me, he's like, I understand why Dominic doesn't want to play games with him, because I can't even stand listening to him. He's like, I was ready to go over and turn it off.
Wow.
And they're that bad at working together, and that's why I was like, I'm never playing games with you guys again.
I play with those people all the freaking time.
Don't play video games with children.
Yes, don't play video games with children unless you want a drink.
No, they're the best.
Or me.
Just antagonizing them?
All right.
Amazing.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, mostly cry really easily.
Oh, speaking of antagonizing people.
No.
What are you playing right now?
I'm not playing anything right now. I'm waiting for updates to happen right now, so...
Windows, am I right?
Yay!
Yeah, but that's the funnest game ever. Updates.
Yeah, updates! Yeah.
I played that game last night!
Oh, man, I played it every time I turn my damn computer off!
Oh, my God! I'm up with the Segways, for goodness sake! Just scoot around on them out in the back!
I love Segways, they're pretty cool.
I gave you the Falcon Fist.
Falcon Punch!
Falcon Fist is not...
This episode is gonna get the Falcon. All right, so what are you gonna play? You know what this is really making me think about? It's just like how bad MGC, because that's our next topic, how bad that's gonna be now. That's fortunately off the air.
Thank God. But we gotta get something done.
Like Travis said, I was playing Monster Hunter 3 with Crowley and picked up some Monster Hunter 3 today, like a little bit here and there today.
You got really good, by the way. I'm proud of you.
And
he got home at almost 1 o'clock in the morning for his interview.
Man, I was still showed up for my interview. Meow is here. Monster Hunter 3 is a pretty good game. Meow. And I also played Dead Island Epidemic. With your brother, meow. Because someone doesn't answer my messages on Steam, meow.
Because somebody leaves his Steam up and doesn't put away and just like has it sit there for days. And it's like, yeah, I'm using my computer. My Steam's on, but I'm not looking at Steam. And when my computer goes bloop, I'm like, oh, that must be a Star Wars The Clone Wars sound. And then I just keep watching that. Segwayed!
Oops.
Last episode, don't feel too bad. Jonah! What have you been playing loudly?
Battlefield 4.
Oh, you're back on that again?
What are you playing?
Battlefield. You said it loud.
Sweet nothing.
That's him yelling. Segue, Brian.
Not everyone can be as annoying as you, Brian.
Oh! Yeah. Good job,
again.
Brian, what's the capital of Switzerland? Bayern!
Oh!
Your toast has been burnt, and no amount of scraping can remove the black parts.
Where's it from?
Think about it.
I can't remember.
Who cares? Who the fuck cares? Matt, really? You're talking to Jonah about what he's playing. Shut up. Just shut up.
I told you to think about it, so you just shut up. Back in his mouth. Back in Brian's mouth.
No,
back in there.
Jonah, what have you been playing? Okay, Battlefield 4. Back at it.
Yeah, you playing with your friends?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's good. It's still buggy.
Come on, man.
Battlefield.
Only in Battlefield.
Yep.
Does it take like 2 hours to get into a game still?
Those are called extra challenges.
A buggy EA game.
Once
weird.
Once you load the map, it becomes like way quicker.
That's alright then.
When it first came out, it was like Skyrim's first loading map.
Oh god.
Oh my god, it was so long.
I kind of regret selling my Battlefield 4. I love it a lot. But I made the switch over to Ghosts. I know what you mean, dude.
And that pastrami sandwich that you traded
so
it for.
So pretty much you just... That
was a damn good sandwich, though.
So you just pretty much joined the Bro Masturbation Action Fest.
I've been playing Halo for years. I've been a part of it, let's be honest.
Yeah.
He's been the wizard of peace. Like
that's the reason why I play Modern Warfare, because it's pretty much the same people.
Yeah.
Right.
Sad.
Matt, what have you been playing?
I have not had much of a chance to play anything the last few weeks.
Oh, well, thanks, Matt.
But let's segue on the songs.
No, you play like me.
That was fucking awesome. That was so good. Continue. We're not going to shut you off.
You motherfuckers ripping a meal.
But I am going to be playing a lot more, starting when is the podcast over, because I just rebuilt my gaming PC last night.
And you got done?
Oh, I thought you were going to say
unemployed. It's done.
Oh, first time unemployed.
I've heard it's good news.
It booted, and I installed drivers.
That's all that matters. It booted.
So
it booted.
I'm good.
With Windows, that's really the best you could expect.
Yeah, if it boots
right,
fine.
That's true. It booted from an old motherboard install, though. I didn't have to reinstall it.
See, that's nice.
That is the crazy part.
Did you use, what's the backup program I'm thinking of?
I just used the standard backup.
Backdoor Slut 9!
All I did was pop the drives in and start.
Whoa, that's crazy! Backdoor Slut 6!
The Ease US one?
Yeah, Ease US, thank you, that's the one.
I did not.
Wow.
And it did okay, but just picked up on the new hardware?
The motherboard was almost no different.
Okay.
It's just a slightly different.
That doesn't sound like a gaming
graphics card. Graphics card was just a significant
upgrade. Okay, we got
to. He's playing the upgrade.
What? That's a segue?
Sorry, guys.
Occasionally useful information would be nice. So,
not on this podcast. Not on this game podcast.
On this podcast. No, that's
what
I'm saying. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. That was. I apologize.
No, that's.
I'll
it's so good to throw
bullshit.
A little knowledge in.
No. We used to throw out penalty shots for people who try to teach us things.
Yeah,
sorry about
that's
that.
True.
Yeah.
We gave that up as a
bad. We need to get back to that.
We are educators.
You know,
four.
If we still have that penalty
just check it out of the bottle now.
That's a jello shots.
Oh, no, that,
I think
that penalty
shot
boosts the chocolate crap that no one likes
out
of fire hydrant.
Oh, yeah.
And the dispenser.
That's
whatever happened to this.
Yeah, it forced you to keep drinking to keep you from wasting it.
Tom, what have you been playing?
Couple of games. Right. I've been playing Star Castle on the Vectrex, which is fucking amazing.
Best freaking version.
Oh, dude, it is. It is absolutely perfect. The AI is good on it. It plays beautifully.
It looks right.
It looks exactly like the game did because the game was a vector graphics game. It's really sweet. Just a great game. You can play that one all freaking day long.
And it won't crash.
And it won't crash.
Unlike the built-in mice.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, that's all right. So then I'm playing a little of that.
When you play that, what's your goal? High score or levels?
Levels. Dude, I try to level through that game. Because I just want to survive and get to the next level,
Discussing it with Jim today.
Is he a high score player?
Well... We were kind of thinking Vectrex may have to be a high score.
No!
Yeah, because it may crash.
No!
Somewhere in the game.
No.
You're going to have that score ready.
Yeah, but the sticky bonus doesn't save the score, so it doesn't matter.
You're on a race.
Oh, but if you happen to have
a
nice
Polaroid
little chalkboard
right
book where you can write it down.
Oh, so now you got a technique.
Yeah, just wait. Polaroids are thousands of dollars.
The reason I had, because that game is like, it's not like a long story format.
No, it's not.
So, and there's not like a lot of level changes. Like, I
want
to get to this screen, or I want to get to this screen.
No, it just basically gets a little harder.
So it's like,
what's
the goal then if it's not to like get to the next cutscene or get, then.
Whoa, did you say cutscenes?
Wait a minute. You don't have to have cutscenes to make a good game.
It's an example of a goal, reason you might want
you
to
don't need
try to get loud.
I don't need to watch
let
some movie.
I prefer no
game.
Cutscenes
thank
because
you.
I am
what?
Impatient and bored, and then I want to just get to the fucking
game. Exactly. Okay, that cutscene comes up. I'm hitting that button A to get the fuck to the next level.
That was just an example of something, but. So why someone might want to try to get to the next level. Another might be the board changes, like Donkey Kong has the four different ones.
How about the challenge of surviving a level and getting to the next
but
level?
But why wouldn't the challenge be high score?
Aren't you
but
like
there's a story
game
score for you.
Guy. Although I've already
why can't you try for both?
So, but I've been working on that. We got some new Vectrex stuff coming, which we will review on the show. We have some multi-carts. They're programmable multi-carts coming in from Spain. So we'll be...
International. We're international.
Dude, everything for the Vectrex comes from everywhere.
Yeah.
You don't get anything here in the States. Everything is
yes, we are.
So,
cultured swine, if you will.
I've been playing Crazy Tacky.
Crazy Tacky, huh?
It is Crazy Tacky, too.
Crazy Taxi right now, and it's still free for another day or two, or is today the last day?
19th today.
Okay, yeah. Today was the last day, so you by the time you guys see the show, it's no longer free. But they're
sorry,
giving
suckers.
Away Crazy Taxi for the Android, and it's freaking perfect.
I can still
it
get it.
Have
yeah, get it today.
My phone.
Get it today.
Yeah, I bought it months
and
ago.
And that's
I've
how
been raving about it. Yeah.
But it's a brilliant game. It really is
awesome.
It's beautiful.
It's a wonderful port.
And
it
it's
really,
free
really
right good. Now on the Play Store. So get yours. Yeah.
But it's not
maybe
this
more
guy.
Not for you
when
for
you watch this.
No, what you do is you,
sorry.
You go ahead and you get it and just say
it attaches to your account.
It attaches to your account. So once you have it, you have it. You can do it when you get a better phone.
Right.
I don't know if it'll even show on this phone.
It may not, but try it.
It doesn't.
Place.
No, nothing
you
shows on
Google
this phone.
Play, can't you?
Yeah.
I was going.
Yeah, no, dude. Do it.
Log
on
your Google Play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it today before midnight. It's,
otherwise, it turns into a gremlin.
Actually, it would probably be 2 p.m.
So, yeah, but playing the fuck out of that, and that's a great
thing.
See, somebody caught it.
Love yeah,
Wheel of Fortune? Pretty fucking old on you,
Fed. Brian! No, it doesn't.
He is sharpening his mind.
You have to feed it after
ben.
Midnight.
Maybe if you want to play Midnight, you'd be as smart as
okay.
Jonah.
Alright.
Comes a pumpkin. Brian, what are you going to
play? Speaking of free games, I've been playing Civilization Revolution on the Xbox. It's a game I've had for years, but it was free free for gold users
nice.
Over the past
yay!
Gold! I let that expire.
We're going to give you... We're going to give you 8-year-old games. Yes!
Woohoo!
We're going on the iPad first.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Wait.
So you guys are going to talk shit
8-year-old
about...
8-year-old games? They're coming right into my wheelhouse.
Yep, they're sitting there talking about games from the Vectrex.
On the
no,
Vectrex.
Wait.
Hey, but we paid for them like men, and we're not playing them on a modern system.
Hey,
wait a minute.
So,
hey,
this, you do realize that there's a brand new game that came out for the Vectrex.
Right. My Vectrex has newer games than you're getting off Xbox Live.
I know. That's why I want to get these 60
bucks. Nothing beats free, let's be honest.
What if they pay me for it?
That would never happen.
I'm surrounded by it.
All right, so you've been playing Civilization Revolution.
Yes, and there was actually someone who is a follower of the show who I have been playing with. And it was kind of creepy.
You know that's against
hi,
show
Tony.
Policy. That's against show policy, by the way.
Tony, hi.
No having sex with
dick.
Anybody.
Two in the pink, one in the snake.
Okay.
What?
What if they got a sausage?
I blacked out.
He was kind of like... kind of annoying me. I really don't give a shit right now if I'm calling you out on this, but whatever.
He's an asshole.
He was kind of annoying me, and we were playing it...
Wow! Kind of like you about the podcast!
There goes our last user, our last watcher. Thank you.
Go friend us up. We'll be nice.
It's okay. You'll still get to watch this. It's okay. So I was playing, and whenever I play Civilization Revolution, I always play as the Americans, because, I mean, we're the greatest fucking country on the planet. Am I right? Right?
Fuck yeah!
Right?
America!
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 Wisconsin's the best fucking
country
in the world.
Thank you.
That's true. We're
I will
like
know
country.
That.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, we're
Scott's
doing...
Scott's in the ears!
Hey!
I'm doing it to you, you know.
Alright,
keep going.
We were playing, and he was kind of rustling my jimmies, kind of annoying me. So, playing as Americans, I decided to... My strategy is never do anything, like stay isolationist until about the 1900s, then begin my brutal expansion across the entire world.
Just like real life!
Yes! So I'm kind of like, no, not like Britain. No, not at all. No. No, there is no little bit.
It's
no,
exactly!
No, it's not! America, no! So, he was sitting there, you know, he's expanding, he's playing as the Greeks, expanding all over the place, but he was spreading himself too thin, so he was getting taken over by other cities culturally and militarily. But I was cultured as fuck, so I kept taking over his place. I was taking over his... Yes,
cultured
as fuck. Yeah.
Brian always tries to be cultured in his video games because he's not in real life.
Yes.
Continue.
So I started taking over by culture his cities that were on the outside of him, or just on the outskirts of his capital. And all I did was just turtle until the 1900s. Then I began my glorious expansion outwards. And then you can win that game. Have you guys?
He
turtle-headed it for a really long time. held it in and just dropped his juice.
God damn it. Have you guys played
Fruity Booty Doo Doo Juice?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Okay, well, for the viewers that don't know, you can win by domination, where you take out three enemy palaces. Cultural, by getting 20 wonders or the UN. World
I got
Bank
one of the
for
wonders.
A financial one. Or a technological victory by settling on another planet. Shut the fuck up. So, he started jibber-jabbering away, kind of annoying me, so I decided to go for all the victories at once, And then I also, yes, all the victories. I got all the victories.
We call that the Bukkake victory.
Yes. And I decided to do the Manhattan Project 1.
Wow.
And once you complete that, you gain access to a nuclear missile. And there's a glitch in the game where if you're on a team, you can launch a nuke at your teammates. And
that doesn't sound like a glitch. It sounds like real life.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dickhead move to pull.
Yeah. So I was a bully. I rigged the economy so that all the caravans had to go through me, through all the roads.
I would love to go through you.
They couldn't expand without declaring war on me. And I had the most culture, so they couldn't really expand or do anything about that. And then I decided to nuke my teammate because I was already winning, and I'm like, you're annoying me, fuck you. And as I complete the wonder, this kid's like, oh man, I wish I had that nuke. And the next turn, I launched the nuke towards him. And it took him like 5 turns to realize that his capital was a glowing rubble.
Oh! I'm gonna take 5 like, turns!
Well, you're gonna get that nuke you really wanted now!
And he was really, really, really pissed off that I did it. I'm like, you're still gonna win anyway. It's not the same. I want to take over the world. It's like it's just not gonna happen. You can try and go through my territory, but it's just not gonna happen.
So Brian, you meet one listener,
and you're
field,
complete,
and now you're on the show. Tell you how you kicked his ass.
Yeah. So you just alienated the one friend you made, Brian.
Brian's banned.
That's true.
I tried defending you, but he was a complete asshole anyways, and I was talking about you.
You know me. That's just how it is.
I tried.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really douchey.
He wears pantyhose.
I gotta tell you, I feel really vindicated from the other day then.
Laura?
Hey, Laura,
it has absolutely nothing
now
to do with it. Yes.
Laura, what
oh,
are you...
Oh, I'm biased.
Brian Playable! Brian's shutting his mouth!
He started it.
Yeah, that's a world wonder right there.
Brian,
you get victory in this show if you get Brian to shut up for
I've been playing...
Stop yelling,
Luigi's
I wasn't talking.
Two.
Yeah, now you're implying that
he's going to say, ooh. He can't leave. No. Ben needs to come back.
No, I said, ooh, because I've got it and I haven't played it yet.
Got to finish the first one, but it's still really good.
What's it about?
Luigi's Mansion, you never played it for the GameCube? Okay, so you're Luigi, and Mario gets kidnapped, and for once in Luigi's sad little life, he gets to be the hero.
I'm just going to put it in the year of Luigi.
It is the year of Luigi, it is.
It's like a story of my life.
Fly water to the bird.
So then you can carry this like backpack that is a vacuum that sucks up ghosts, because he's in this haunted mansion.
Nice.
So you collect all these ghosts and you save Mario.
Awesome.
That's pretty much it.
Did you save him?
Not yet. Well, I did in the first one. I haven't yet in this one. And then... Yeah.
So he's been kidnapped again like a little bitch, huh?
No, he is not kidnapped this time. Uh-oh.
Let's keep going.
This time it is, I don't know, like the ghosts are now like invading... This other...
It's all your fault!
The mansion?
What?
So this is other place that the ghosts are invading.
So in two, you're just not minding your own business.
No! Somebody else did!
Ben.
He got a taste of being awesome.
So you gotta go for it again.
That one has multiplayer, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I thought I saw, like, four Luigis running around in different colors.
Yeah. It's a pretty awesome game. I'm excited for, I haven't gotten it yet, but Yoshi's Island.
Oh, yeah, the remake.
I'm really excited for that one.
Is it the straight game with better graphics?
Yeah, it's mostly a graphical upgrade. They added some new levels and stuff. I heard that there wasn't really a whole lot added, but I mean, it's, you know, it's more Yoshi's Island, so it's always a good thing.
The
reviews were mixed.
Original cartoon
really,
graphics.
Brian?
I'm not sure I feel about it. I saw it in motion and I was kind of eh.
I haven't seen it
like,
yet, but
the gameplay was fun. I mean, you can't really go wrong with Yoshi's Island. It was a classic. I mean,
I actually never played.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know what Space Ace is.
And
you
never played
Yoshi's
Island.
Wow, what world?
Why are you on this podcast?
No, Matt doesn't know
Space
Ace.
If it doesn't
happen, no, he didn't know what Space Ace was either.
He doesn't know.
Oh my god, you guys are horrible.
None of you know what Space Ace is. I know what Space Ace is.
Yeah,
fair. That was
and
the
I'm a girl.
Arcade run, really.
No,
yes, but still,
I guess you're more qualified to be on the show than us.
All sorts of animation work and everything later on. These were just his games.
Right.
He did a
buttload of 90s cartoons, if you remember.
Fox News,
yeah.
I mean, movies. So, I mean...
Well, and there was a bit of resurgence with those games when DVDs came out.
Exactly.
Because you could actually play it on DVDs.
Yeah, and they also did re-release them as computer games like this.
I like them on Laserdisc. We used to have it on Laserdisc.
You actually had it on Laserdisc?
Yep.
No, okay, I'll see that.
That's cool. The original Laserdisc.
The original Laserdisc.
That was back a day or two.
All right.
What are we doing next?
What was the next topic?
I can tell the story that you told me to say for the podcast.
It's what we learned. No. Wow, Rob.
I thought it was a bad series.
Rob walked on the show.
I think it's followed up by Get Out.
Game series. So, all right, so. Mary.
What?
Man.
What?
That took a long...
It was time control, that's all.
That took a long ass time.
So, we're going to go with game series that have been ruined. By anything you, and we're not.
Is it by
ruined.
Sequels?
No, not necessarily by sequels. Okay. You know, we're gonna expand the topic. It can be ruined by a sequel. It can be ruined by server problems. It can be ruined by anything. But let's pick a game series that was going along great. They had this great line, great storyline going. Right down there.
Any fuckers say Halo, I'm gonna punch you in
stop.
The face.
Just stop.
Travis is gonna start this one off.
I'll start it off, okay. Any game that had Peter Molyneux as a head.
Yes!
So every single. Yeah, no,
every,
that's
every
true.
Single Peter Molyneux game. Because wow. I.
He's a.
Fable, originally when in development was Project Ego, and Fable didn't turn out bad. It was okay. Okay.
It turned out great.
It was. It, but
I love Fable!
They promised so much to that game, and like it was one of the reasons I bought an Xbox, the original Xbox.
Oh, wow.
It was very ambitious project, and it really just became a very subpar RPG. So I'm not like, and it was okay. I mean, there's a lot to it. They added a lot of cool features. It was not anything that was really necessary or game changing or anything like that. It was just an okay RPG at the end of the day.
The thing that I remember distinctly about that was reading in Game Informer where he even said in the article, like, yeah, you're going to be in this game, and if you see a mountain, you can go over to there. It's like, oh, no, you can go over to that
and
mountain.
And being able to, like, change the world around you and, like, actually evolve the landscape of, like, the world you inhabit and everything, mm-hmm. like...
It's like that you can have sex with other people.
Yeah, pretty much, you right. know? All that.
I kind of disagree with you on the Fable thing, but...
I loved Fable.
And topically.
I like Fable 2.
Really?
I like Fable 2.
Fable
I never
2
played
is a
Fable
good
1,
game.
So...
Fable 1 was disappointingly short.
But the thing is like, if these games wouldn't have been as badly reviewed if they wouldn't have been promised to all these people, the game
right,
reviewers...
Right, no, if Peter Molyneux had
just keep his mouth shut.
Game's going to revolutionize everything!
So the series was killed by the
like,
hype.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was killed by... And no, there wasn't really necessarily hype. He specifically said very specific things that didn't show up in any way, shape, or form. Well, that's
right.
a difference.
Yes. Right, and this
Fable?
Game is like,
Fable?
He said that,
Fable.
And then he turned
Fable.
Around to his programmers,
Fable.
And his programmers
we're
said,
like, no,
what the fuck
Fable.
Are you talking
yeah.
about? We can't do that.
Fable.
We still can't do that
well,
now.
You know, there are things like, you know, I played all the way through Fable, and I played it pretty straight, and I ended up with a Halo, and it was all great, and I finished the game. But you still can keep playing the game, so I decided to go into town and just wipe everyone out. Wiped every single villager out. Of course, I lost
you
my
know,
Halo.
As you
and,
do.
And then I left the town
as
after
the
I wiped
warrior,
everyone out.
Like we all ended up.
I came back to the town a little while later, and a few new people popped up, and the first thing the person says to me is, back for the survivors.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
That's
not what
that's
I'll give Mr. Egg.
The thing that ruined Fable for me was in Fable 3, I got it at launch, and I got all the way to the part, there was a side mission that you had to do while you were waiting for time for a main mission to pop up, where you played in a D&D, suck my dick, you played in a D&D, like a D&D-esque thing,
damn.
Where some mages shrunk you down and put you onto this map they were playing and all this shit. But there was a glitch where the final boss wouldn't appear, and it was just like a little cardboard cutout that you had to hit once. There was a glitch where it wouldn't appear, the princess that you had to save wouldn't appear, so I was stuck in this perpetual, endless stream of the enemy music playing, and I couldn't fucking get out of there. And because I'm shrunk down, I'm not on the map, so I couldn't fast travel away. So I'm sitting there, like, I had put my shit to public so I could join other people, and every single person that I would join had the same problem, where they were stuck at that point, too. And I ended up selling the game, because it's like, I offloaded all the shit that I had, gave it to a friend of mine, I'm like, here, take all of my weapons, take all of my money, have fun with this. I couldn't do anything, so I sold the game, and I didn't play it again until Microsoft offered it for free for gold. And they patched it by then.
All right. My problem with that game, though, is everyone had a shitty British accent. Oh, yeah. It wasn't even decent. It was like,
shut up, you stupid American. That's a terrible accent.
It was loosely based on Europe.
It wasn't a British accent. It was a Brit-ish accent.
Real-ish. Real-esque, you will.
But Albion is loosely based on European history.
Loosely based on shit.
Yeah.
Loosely.
Historical.
Like my story.
So bad. Game series. Been destroyed.
Died.
Sonic has been kind of
you fucker!
No, he's good now. He's
right. No, he's right.
He's right.
No, you son of a bitch.
I stole yours?
Yes.
Well, good. Think of something else because you got some people input.
Yeah, you got some people
input.
You son of a bitch!
Stop. Put your jimmies back in.
You're being me right now, okay?
That's coming from men.
Nobody wants to be bad.
So when did it die, though?
Yeah, what would you say was the death blow?
I would say death blow was when Sega stopped making hardware and just went solely to software. They were decent on Dreamcast. Dreamcast had some fun stuff on there. It was pretty good. Will you agree?
Sonic Adventures
was
Sonic to be a mascot of a
Sonic
system
Adventure
when
one
you
or
have
Sonic
no system.
No, and that is a very good point, too. It really was a system mascot. It was Sega's
child.
It's mascot for their hardware.
Which Sonic Adventure are you saying was good? And
I didn't own a Dreamcast at the time, and I wasn't trying to switch one when we were playing it.
One and two are both really good.
Boom! I'm going to ride this guy's coattails.
They were both really solid. I mean, two, the whole Shadow business is kind of lame. But But, I mean, the Chao game was way better in two.
I remember,
you could play Chao Adventure for, like, fucking ever.
I remember being in middle school, and you absolutely destroying me when we were in gym class, playing on our VMUs, and you come in here and just...
I was the kid in high school who wore a Dreamcast VMU around his neck. Just put that out there, ladies.
He wore his memory card.
Ladies.
But good call on that.
And
that really is the point. You're right. Once Sega, I think, lost control of the Sonic series. Because once you start licensing crap out, no matter how much you try to control the license, you lose control of the license.
Which is something that Nintendo is starting to run into, where they would potentially have to license out their characters as well, just to be able to stay viable as a company.
Exactly.
Jonah, do we stay viable? Because I don't think Sega really has.
No, Sega has. Sega has not.
Sega's doing a lot better job.
For a while.
03 to like 09 was a dismal.
Oh, you mean all the Sonic
time.
Games?
Yeah, Sonic.
Yeah, shit, Sonic games.
Sonic 06. But they've had some pretty solid games between there.
Yeah, and in their defense,
they're starting to take
like
it back.
Yeah,
it
Sonic Generations.
I'm just gonna drink the rest, but I like to drink it slow.
Okay,
Sonic Generations.
All right, let's continue. That's enough Sonic stuff.
Hey, Brian.
Jonah.
You shut your damn mouth.
Come on, Jonah, you know what you want to say? Say it, Jonah.
What killed Halo?
Jonah's absolutely right. What killed Halo?
After you better have Halo a viable 3, reason. They basically tried keeping it alive.
Halo Reach was really good.
Once they hit Reach, once they added all this stuff that they thought people would like, they didn't like it. Then the campaign was horrible.
Thank you, Jump Packs.
And after...
Yeah, dumbass Jump Packs. Yeah,
and after that, they basically just tried keeping the series alive.
Okay, I'm gonna agree with Jonah.
Get your jimmies in a row.
I'm like, I have to agree with that.
They added crap to the game that just didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
There was a pretty lot of good stuff. I would disagree.
I'm a winner. I like him.
It was a great fucking game that was ruined by ass
cosplay.
Like, there were some modes that I liked in there.
By proxy, everything is ruined by cosplay.
So the series really didn't go bad.
It didn't
at two,
go bad
because
it,
three
that
came back strong on
points.
Three.
Halo 2 was good.
Was good.
Bad on 2.
I don't think
two
it was bad. Was
Halo 2.
It was
two
good.
Was amazing. I didn't like two. I didn't like two as much as I liked the original.
They took away my pistol. My awesome, ridiculous.
What person didn't like it? So their franchise just ruined it.
You know what? Numbers don't lie. Okay, that franchise makes billions of dollars annually.
Oh, we're not talking.
It is still
alive.
Bros have a lot of their parents' money.
No, but we're not talking. And we're not talking about what.
Listen, money from a hooker is just,
look,
is, just
listen,
as,
Happy
she's
Days
only hooker when she's
went
dead.
On for
you
years after the Jump the Shark, but nobody says it's as good a show.
Exactly.
You know?
As good as
absolutely true. Okay.
As a huge horror movie fan, they always, I'm going to relate this to horror movies, they always, always make tons of money after the first one, and they always overmake them.
Yep.
So, like, every video...
Call it, sister.
No, every franchise in the past 10 years... I'm not even talking about video games. I'm talking about movies.
No, we're just talking about Halo.
No, so, if you're going to make that kind of point,
yeah, there's a lot of movies. They can stop making them now, okay? After you've made the first one, give it up. Go on to something fucking else.
Yeah.
So
be fucking original for fucking once.
So what you're saying is you don't want to see an Avengers 2 or an Avengers 3?
Hey, Joss Whedon can make whatever he wants.
I want to see explosions!
So you guys have double standards is what
you're
saying.
Yes!
I'm not sure I want to see Avengers 2.
They're making the same goddamn concept.
All right,
so
Mike,
Luke's got
Mike.
Some thoughts.
Okay, Mike.
10 out of 10. What
about you? Well, I'm going to go with a little bit newer. Well, around the same time. It's still around the same time as, like, Master Chief. But I'm going to go with Prototype.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
I love how there's not listeners. Arguing.
He why?
Not
what do you
do?
I really don't
care.
I really
don't
care
I didn't,
that much about.
I didn't.
Prototype.
I didn't really care for the first one.
So. I thought the first one was okay.
It was an interesting idea, but it was just like.
It wasn't that well done. Yeah,
yeah.
I really like the game. I like the open world concept, but it just it was
well,
more,
I,
it's more
well,
the same. That's
like,
all it was. Right? The
well,
entire
they
game.
Also had
like
a lot of well, Infamous came out then with that too, like around that same time, and that bombed out. But it still made the second one, which was better than the second Prototype, because it was just pretty much the same. Person and powers, but with a different person.
Wasn't it right. just based on the Hulk from the Xbox, the old Xbox Hulk game? I mean,
Ultimate Destruction.
Loose.
Yeah, it's pretty
yeah.
much the same damn game. I mean,
that game is awesome, by the way. If you ever get a chance to play, it's the best Hulk game ever. Not
Hulk
even
game.
It's
Hulk
one of,
game.
It's one of the. It's even one of the
How
better. It's one of the better superhero related games as well.
Super Nintendo had
three.
Really
it's one of the best. Okay. Superhero-related games as well. Just putting that out there.
Was there an Atari 2600 Hulk game? There probably was.
Superman.
They did Superman.
Let's do
it's Lou Ferrigno's day to day.
The Hulk was always considered a B-sideline, so...
Yeah.
Was
Say
it
not!
Lou Ferrigno, day to day.
Okay, I put on green makeup.
No one disagreed with me.
Nobody disagreed with you. That,
no,
you,
no.
You nailed that
no,
one.
No, nobody just really cares
no,
about Prototype.
It was...
There wasn't really a
like,
good series.
No,
to
it
ruin.
Was it was okay, but you know,
yeah,
it was yeah.
It didn't have a really high point and then drop off. It was kind of like a mediocre.
Yeah, coast.
So far,
the,
so far,
kinda,
Sonic's
you know.
Winning.
All right. Sonic got the most heat.
Noob.
Any series?
New bet.
Series that was
hot
and got killed by something.
All right, you can pass. Crash Bandicoot? Nothing on Crash Bandicoot.
No, don't even dare touch Crash Bandicoot.
It's still good. It's still good. Nothing was bad in Crash Bandicoot.
Wait a minute. Is there a Crash Bandicoot for
the Vita?
For PlayStation 3 or 4?
No.
No.
It came out
no.
in the second
no.
one.
No, because
no.
they don't want to ruin
no.
a good thing.
No. It came out,
no.
it came out with the second one and, or, on the PlayStation
now
2.
You started it.
And
so
that one was...
There's...
So Crash Bandicoot was killed by a subpar game.
What?
Several in a row.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, now see, now they're disagreeing with you.
Oh, I touched the nerve.
I like Kart, and I like the original game.
Yeah,
Crash,
right.
I seem to recall that PlayStation 2 version, and I remember
right.
not playing
after,
it very long.
After
no.
original
oh, so
PlayStation,
it was
the Crash Bandicoot series sucked balls. You know why? Naughty Dog sold the rights to it to other companies that didn't know what the
Well, there you go. See, so it was killed by selling out.
Then, it was kind of like not going to be after this podcast.
I was going to say, I remember playing the first and the second one on the PlayStation 1.
Right.
And that's all I remember, right, but right. I'm not sure about the third one. Is the third one you guys are talking
I think
about?
It was a launch
the
title.
The third one no, was Warp, on PlayStation Warp 1. Was Warp was really good.
I okay. fucking love that.
Well, that's
game.
What I'm saying. Warp I don't get it, because there's...
Well,
there's a PS2 racing one, and yeah. they're both
and
awful, and there
the
might be
one.
More.
There's a new one,
which
I
I'm sure
on
is
Amazon.
Shitty.
I found it on Amazon. Well, no, I found it on Amazon. There was tons of horrible reviews on it, and I didn't even want to order it, and I was trying to make sure I was ordering the right one.
And it did die, so it's because it's not on 3 or 4. That's a... Actually, a very good example of a great game series.
Well, no, because Naughty Dog was like, we're not going to make any more games.
Well,
then Sony was
about
like, but we want more games. And Naughty Dog was like, yeah, we're going to make Uncharted. So
yeah, that's what I was about to just bring up. They're just like, ah, fuck Crash, we're going to go more adult.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we're going to make a good game. Bye.
All right.
Hey.
You. Game series. Star Trek.
So this is probably going to be it. Well, no. Most Star Trek games are just shitty. It's not. It's,
he accepts it. He accepts it.
I'm over it. I'm not over it, but I don't want to talk about it right now.
Any Star Trek game?
Games could be really good.
No, just any Star Trek.
Any Star Trek game. After.
Really? After
Starfleet like, Command, maybe.
Yeah. After like maybe 2000, 2003 at the latest. Yeah. But... And this is probably going to sound weird coming from me, the Knights of the Old Republic series.
Yeah.
Wait, are you expecting...
Oh, the way it just kind of disappeared.
What killed me?
The MMO did.
Thank you.
They did not wrap up the story the way that their fans deserved to have the story wrapped up.
Yeah.
The MMO, I can accept the story of the MMO much more if they had actually closed off the series correctly.
Yeah, all they did was...
And I'm not, it doesn't make it a bad game. It's just it's not a good KOTOR game.
Right. I still do like the MMO. I'm probably going to resub to it in the next month or two here because I've got more stuff that I want to try in it. But it was not a good addition to the KOTOR universe because the series had never been wrapped up, and the ending that they offered to it, because they do offer an ending to the series, to the first two games, in some of the group missions and the flashpoints.
Yeah.
But it fucking sucked.
Didn't the ending to the MMO, wasn't it like you ended up going back, or you were fighting for the Star Forge again?
I don't know, because I haven't gotten that far.
You have to put in a lot of hours to... Yeah.
And I have, and I will eventually make it there, but...
Yeah.
He's the completest.
I am. It'll take me years, but I'll eventually get there. And that game's going to look sweet on my GTX 770, so...
Tom, what has died?
I don't play the sequels. Doesn't matter.
Which Halo game is your favorite?
A series that's died.
What's that?
A series that's died. All
right. I'm at. Brian needs a beer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
I'm sorry.
I can go back to the Halo. You know, I thought
he didn't get one. He was late.
So. Wow. You're up. That's harsh. I just don't play enough sequel games. I just don't. You know, I'm not even jumping on the first game. I may jump somewhere in the series. So, you know, because most of them will stand on their own. You don't have to go back.
Yeah, but you've gone through enough video games in your... What, 80 years?
23
years. 80 years now, dude.
You've played
80
video.
Fucking long years.
And they're all going in your mouth.
That's all right. Ladies, L'Oreal.
That escalated.
Real great gray comer. All right. Look at that.
Maybe he's born of it. Hey, maybe he's born of it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe he was born a Chinese jet pilot.
Nobody uses Maybelline anymore, Brian.
Malaysian jet pilot. Malaysian jet pilot.
Well, I guess the famous Gross does the dick thing too, doesn't it now?
So yeah, no, really.
So many things I could say.
There are so many series that just go bad. I mean, they do. And
Three's Company.
I wouldn't get one. We seem to be having a hard time coming up with these.
Was there two?
I can't think of any.
I just wanted to throw something 70s out there.
A lot.
Well, what about the game series that have just like...
Joni Loschachi?
Yeah, Joni Loschachi. It was bad. It was so good at first.
You know, again...
You go for hours.
Most of the games I play are one-ofs. I don't play a lot of series games. You know? I play things like, again... like
Frogger.
Like Hawkins.
I love Frogger.
Like
Frogger 2, Revenge of the Frog.
No. Okay, well, okay. Never mind. I'll give you that one. Frogger. They
Pac-Man.
Ruined the fucking series completely. Oh. Pac-Man 2.
Eventually
Pac-Man
they did.
Pac-Man 1 was perfect. Why would you come out with fucking Miss Pac-Man? Really?
I like Miss Pac-Man. It was Junior Pac-Man when they started.
Ooh,
better. Bunch of sexy.
Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. You took the game. You stuck a bow on her freaking head. What?
Added cutscenes.
And you made millions.
Right. And added cutscenes. And added cutscenes.
All about the cutscenes.
Okay. Holy shit. Okay. No. Never mind. They ruined the Pac-Man. Everything after Pac-Man.
I
thought you were going to say. Pac-Man
after the cartoon.
Pac-Man, Legoland, all the Pac-Man shit. Oh, wait. You know what really ruined Pac-Man?
The cartoons?
Pac-Man, the fucking cartoon series. Wait. How the fuck did he get legs? Pac-Man never had legs.
Oh,
now he's got fucking legs and arms, and it was a stupid fucking hat.
There's a video game backstory to that. Pac-Man.
See? Okay, so there you go. Never mind. Now you did it.
But
see,
you saw him
five before.
Yeah, he was just going to be called.
He's going through non-flashbacks now here.
God, yes.
Charlie was everywhere.
All right, Brian.
We're the reason he drinks.
Yeah, I really am, actually. Sorry.
So, yeah. Brian, other than Halo, what series have gone downhill?
I never said anything bad about Halo.
Yeah, you did.
I heard.
Actually, Ben took my original topic of Sonic.
Thanks, Ben. All right, he gives you a right.
Elaborate if you want to.
I have one that's better.
No.
Shut the fuck up! Duke Nukem.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Good. Wow. Okay, no, that
touché,
was...
Touché, salesman. I mean,
so, yes, why did it die? Why did Duke Nukem die?
Wait.
Why?
Oh.
How?
Wait.
And which ways?
Yeah. Brian, elaborate.
360, that's all you need to know.
No.
You're wrong. Wait. It died in many ways. Continue.
Yeah. Okay. I think we as a society outgrew the 80s action stereotype at the time. We outgrew that 80s action stereotype of Duke Nukem. I mean, it was great when it came out originally.
Unless you're on the PlayStation Network or Xbox Live, mind you. Yeah.
Well, and don't get me wrong, I...
So, horrible societal change.
Yes. Yeah. And to be brutally honest, and this probably explains a lot about me, when I was a kid, loved that game.
Wow!
Yeah, that does.
Whoa!
Everything. But, no, after, what was it, Duke Nukem? A lot of people didn't like Duke Nukem Forever. I did, and if I remember right, that was the one on the PSX.
No, that's Time to Kill.
That was Time to Kill. Yes, Time to Kill, that's right.
Duke Nukem Forever was the new one that came out a few years ago.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit.
Yeah, Forever.
I'll be honest.
Forever.
And to be honest, I bought the newer one, thinking it was going to be good. No.
Yeah, why'd you think that?
I don't know. Because, you know.
Those reviewers can be wrong. It happens.
No, it happens. You get nostalgic. No, and you're just like, oh, they're going to totally be really good about this. And they're not. And they suck.
I honestly thought they were too hard on it. It was a C-class game,
like
mind you, but
level into
it wasn't an S-class.
That would have been hilarious.
Okay, it was a C-class game, but we wanted that A or B. We wanted them to step it up. And be like, all right, you're on the next gen. Like, let's make this a really good game. And then it was just, wah.
I think what would have been...
It was all dick and ball jokes.
Yeah. Oh, and strippers, too.
So, that's kind of like the show.
Yeah, strippers. Yeah, pretty much. I think it would have been better if they had just truly embraced the
Ben's
80s action stereotype. If they would have done, like, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon for Duke Nukem, that would have been great.
Dog at?
And then, you know, maybe... I'm not saying...
Go to the far one.
Tone back the strippers and all that crap, but, you know, to a certain degree, you have to push that off to the side if you want to save this IP.
If they'd only gone grunge.
I think if they honestly, if they would have made the game decent,
yeah.
I think it could have got away with it. They could have been making fun of the whole idea of Duke Nukem. That would have been fine.
Everyone's listening.
It's just that the game was rushed and the game kind of sucked. I mean, it just
I did play a few hours of it, and it really was a satire of itself.
Yeah.
That part I thought was really well done, but the whole rest of the game was just garbage.
Well, it was 42 different level designers, and they all mashed them into, like, the same level. It was...
Yeah.
You shouldn't get really lost in games unless they really want you to, unless they mean for you to get lost on the map. And on that map, there was a whole lot of, what the hell? Where am I supposed to go now?
At least give me a mini map.
I'm supposed to shoot that rock? What? No. I don't know.
That rock looks like 40 different other rocks.
Why couldn't they do what they did with, like, Doom?
Why does that
Doom 3 came out? That game was really good.
Never played?
You never played Doom
3? I can't
do
that
was great.
Series.
That was a good game.
You really
don't
do horror games.
Really?
No, hey, in his defense, I can't play any of the Resident Evil games.
What?
Oh, God. I can't do it.
I'm right there with you, bud.
I can't do it.
A little too freaky, huh?
No, I just, you know what? If I want to play, if I want to watch a movie, I won't watch horror movies either. If I want to, you know, entertain myself with a...
What is wrong with
you? Shut the fuck up. I have reasoning.
What was it? We have souls, Laura.
If I want to entertain myself, you know, I want to spend two hours in a movie theater watching a comedy rather than 2 hours in a movie theater watching a horror movie. Because when I want to be entertained, I don't want to be shitting bricks for 2 hours. I want to laugh.
I like pooping myself.
I'm sorry. I'm amazing.
Or...
Boom!
Or maybe your life is so sad and lonely that movies are the only happiness that you manage
to draw. They're the only escape. I like to shit bricks because I'm lonely.
All right, that's it.
I want to stay there.
Laura, what's your loser?
BioShock. I did not like the second one. I didn't like the second one.
What about Infinite?
I've heard that sentiment, though.
It wasn't as good as the first because there's just no surprise.
Infinite,
I mean,
from what I hear, Infinite brought it back.
I did not play Infinite.
I have it, though, because it was on sale.
So I walked down the street for a second.
We could get
Infinite.
It for free.
It looked good for that second.
I'll be honest. You can get it for free.
Or you can get it for free.
Yes.
Or you can get it for free.
Or you can get Civilization Revolution. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Up to you, really.
You could. And to be honest, I played BioShock Infinite. And the storyline is like candy to me. Quantum physics, it's amazing shit. I honestly couldn't get past the tutorial. Not enough difficulty, it just did not draw me in.
Now you're a little girl, right?
What? You want the tutorial to be difficult? Like, here's the control.
What do you want over there, noob?
He wants to play Dark Souls.
It's not a feeling system.
Yeah, you want to play Dark Souls.
Or like a feeling game, but it's just like making billions and billions of dollars, but it's just the same bullshit. One after another,
so
it's
like
gotta be the
game,
Call of Duty series. It's nothing but an action hand job. It's short and simple.
Wait a minute!
Stop it right now! Everybody line up! He's here on action hand job!
No, wait! Wait a minute!
I was gonna say, what is lots of that?
We are naming this episode!
No!
Action hand job.
No, Black Ops is an action hand job. The rest of Modern
action
Warfare series is kind of like a toothy blow job.
Whoa!
I'm gonna make it
really?
So dry for you.
One teeth!
It's not gonna die because, like, a bunch of people are just like, oh my god! More explosions!
Why would you go?
Robots!
Why would you go?
Shit!
That's true.
Number one, Activision, or not Activision, Activision, derp. They're going to 3-year dev cycles on it rather than.
Really?
One,
yeah,
you didn't hear
that. No.
Thank
God.
Yeah, they're going to 3-year
they
dev cycles for Call of Duty. And then with COD 4. Modern Warfare. To me, that one was like rock, paper, scissors with a multiplayer. The story was fantastic, in my opinion. I really liked it.
Which one?
For the COD 4.
Yeah, it was
already. Yeah, it was great. Modern Warfare 2, it was like rock, paper, scissors, Lizard, Spock with a multiplayer. And the story took it about to the next about as far as they could. Oh, they didn't nuke Washington, D.C. They just nuked the airspace above Washington, D.C. And for me, I don't play games for multiplayer. I play it for the story. It was well done. Modern Warfare 3, though, was a giant Cleveland steamer. I hated it.
It was actually, it wasn't on Cleveland that it was steaming. It was the airspace above Cleveland.
It was actually on Paris.
Cleveland.
Has
anybody even played single-player
like
Ghost?
It was like a steaming...
I love Ghost.
It's Cleveland!
Steamer, airship, Zeppelin.
What didn't you like about Ghost?
The unlock system is ridiculously stupid.
It keeps it even for everybody across the entire board.
It makes it so that you can go on a website, look up the best fucking gun, and just get it right away instead of earning it.
So you have a plan at all?
So you got a bunch of little turds running down the road, getting themselves killed, or dominating, usually just getting themselves killed on your team.
So have you ever played an MMO?
No, because they're stupid. No, I'm just
kidding.
Okay, well. I very seldom play
MMO.
Sure,
no,
but have you played Skyrim. Skyrim. Have you played Skyrim?
Yeah, but not... online.
My point is, you have to come up with an optimization for it. That's all. That's what you do in fucking Ghost.
No,
it's so similar.
No. The problem is that you never have to learn anything else in Ghost. You never actually have to try.
You really
Ghost.
That's an iterative
really
problem.
And that's annoying as shit.
But that's first person
shooters. One of the nice things about Black Ops is even though I was not a terribly good sniper, by the end, I was a competent sniper. And on maps where I needed to be a sniper, I could. What you've got going on as Ghost is little motherfuckers on levels where they should be using a different weapon. They're running around going, blah, 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 getting their dumb asses killed in the road. make them use something else for a while so at least they're fucking competent players.
Fun fact, most snipers are sniper designated weapons are really mostly marksman weapons.
Yes,
there's
thank
very
you.
Rarely a sniper class because that would be too boring for people.
I like it.
MW2 had snipers all
sniper
over the place.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean technically they were sniper rifles, but they were used more in marksmanship roles.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not. It's not where you. Hey, you it actually sit back and.
Yeah, you don't have the range. You don't have the range.
Two things.
I mean, a real sniper got
Jonah.
I was knocking halfway across the map.
Yeah, but the maps are tiny. That's what I was getting at.
Right, and Battlefield.
No, Ghost is larger maps.
You can totally have real snipers in Battlefield.
And
that was enormous.
Zero Call of Duty maps just.
I don't think you play Ghost because the maps are much larger. They're a mid-sized map now.
Yeah.
And you got people running around just going, tick, 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 oh, I'm dead, shit. Oh, well.
Still feels the
Let's
same.
Let's just agree that.
Still feels the same.
But wrong, you know?
No difference.
Nobody has to become competent in the game.
Rob,
what about Titanfall?
I think we're at that point of the show.
Yeah. What did we learn?
I want to get Titanfall.
What have we learned?
No, stop.
I've learned that I want Titanfall, but anyway.
Go ahead.
What have you learned, Larry?
I learned I should get a DS.
They're really good.
3DS.
Yeah.
3DS.
Get the XL.
Sweet, dude.
Except you can't play Guitar Hero because there's no Game Boy Advance support.
Why would you play Guitar Hero on 3DS?
What? Yeah, why would you play Guitar Hero?
Because I want it so bad!
My.
Wow, wait.
Travis, what have you learned?
I learned that we're never, ever, ever going to be able to get anywhere in discussion because either we're all circle jerking each other off in conversation and agreeing with each other and yelling, or we're disagreeing at each other and yelling.
That's pretty much the show.
I disagree. Oh, sorry.
I agree. You're full of shit, Travis. Ben, what do you learn?
That I love being in the beginning of the rotation so I can just steal Brian's shit. He gets so hissy-pissy.
Yeah, Brian. My Jimmies were quite
one of the worst.
Ah, yes.
Jonah, what have you learned?
That Halo is really
you
bad.
You shut your mouth.
And Brian gets really, really angry.
Because nobody has a good argument against it.
He had very
no,
he had
valid
good
points.
Arguments.
I
you guys are getting
you were just yelling because you just thought you were right.
Just wait, I'm louder than you, so I'm right. Yes.
I'm like, I'm the living, breathing
loud,
area.
Loud does not make ground.
Welcome to Congress.
Welcome to the internet.
Noob.
I don't learn a goddamn thing. It's just
same old
the
shit.
Same shit.
Different episode.
Different episode, different day.
Noobat, what'd you learn?
That Brian won't let me talk even when I actually have
you
a game
to,
talk about. Yeah.
Louder,
right
jerk.
Yeah, Brian.
Why didn't you just say pass?
Just now you learned that Brian's a jerk? Just now?
Ladies.
I have been trying to defend him. I've been trying to give him a benefit of the doubt, but no.
So,
but that's never been recorded. So,
Satan's watching it.
Satan
walks into the room. He's got a baby on one pitchfork and another girl bent over on the other pitchfork. And you're like, the devil's not so bad, you know? Nice fucking guy. Yeah, he's
right. Kelsey would.
Did you just compare me to the devil?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Favorably.
Is it possible?
Thank you.
Matt. Dieselbus.
Matt, what have you learned?
I've learned that Travis is surprisingly coherent for how much he's been playing that 3DS throughout the show.
Yeah.
I didn't learn to multitask.
Man, that's true.
Oh, that's my coping mechanism.
No, he hasn't. He has this thing that he does on some episodes
okay, that's
where.
That's the best yet. This is my coping mechanism right here.
No,
I got this.
I get way too stressed.
No, what you
Tom
do.
Drinks, Travis plays.
You,
yes.
If you're playing a game throughout an episode, what you do at the end is you go, all you guys do is yell and scream a bunch. And then you go back to tapping. And you act like, oh yeah, that's really fucking
You guys
thoughtful.
Are fucking loud. Yeah, take that monster, bitch.
Yeah.
Like you.
Tom, what did you learn?
I hit the shit out of you.
Then I get hard on hairy tits.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
What? Never mind. Brian, what did you learn?
Wow. I just want to take one of the two. Just want to talk about it. That's what Brian does. Hey!
Your voice isn't deep enough.
Brian!
Sorry, my name is Brian. I'm just going to talk about everyone else.
All right, stop. Brian, what have you learned?
I learned that nobody has...
Rumble.
I learned that nobody has a good weapon against Halo.
Except everyone.
Yeah.
No,
unless you mention gameplay or something like that.
No.
Whoa, what have you
learned? No.
Whoa, what'd you learn tonight?
I don't know. I learned that Brian is mean and doesn't listen to Jonah even... even though he had very good
points. I was agreeing with Jonah.
Hey,
I tried to bring up Battlefield 4.
Oh,
that's why I was
no,
like, hey, prepare.
That's the Battlefield 4 thing. We're talking about the whole Halo.
The whole Halo.
Just because he's little doesn't mean you can't listen to what he has
Halo.
To say.
I listen.
Yeah, Brian.
Hey,
just
in his defense,
doesn't
I don't listen.
Doesn't mean his voice.
Hey,
his point isn't valid. Doesn't mean you.
Stop giving him sausage.
Hey, in Jonah's defense, I don't listen to any of your opinions on Halo anyway. So.
Oh, that's true. He's
fucking
got a solid.
Because then you'd have to listen to some sense, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I would prefer to keep fooling myself at least.
You know,
for
have to lower it on the wind wall of ignorance.
Let's find a girl. I have an idea. Let's find a girl, put her in a bikini, and have her say shit about Halo to him, see if he pays attention.
No, he won't listen.
Oh,
don't do that. He'll explode.
I agree. Let's do this.
No, because that's Halo and tits. That's like two things he won't pay attention.
I'm saying that he'll have to listen.
Wait, that I wouldn't.
Let's fucking do this, brother.
I'm saying
because he'll have to listen. He's
terrible.
Paying attention to her, so he'll
not
have
her.
To
her tits. There's a difference.
What? I have feelings.
So do her tits.
Were you talking about Halo? Because I Halo 2.
Yeah. Hey, where are you?
Wow, this is just
well,
hey,
you know Rob, take us out of this, please. My God, take us out of this.
Save
why have you forsaken us?
Tonight I've learned that you can bring Brian to the fountain of truth, but you can't make him drink. Thanks for watching, guys. Games are free.
So
he can suck it. Oh.